processes, I see. So how old were when you started? How old were you when you started working at the Batik?
20.
And so, and you worked there until you were how old? About 30.
36.
And so, gee, that was really you had to find a new line of work. Is that when you decided to go to the hotel college?
No, that time I don't went to the college.
Oh.
I went to the college in 79.
I see. Well, that's while you were working there.
No, as I leave school, I went to the college.
I see.
And then as I leave the college, I get the job.
I see.
For the Batik.
I see.
Yeah. Because at that time, it wasn't much hotels here.
No, I see. No. Well, what did you do? Did you do anything else at the Batik?
Trace.
Okay.
Trace the design. Yeah.
And that is that, and that's
trace the pattern on the white cloth. You put the cloth on, you put the pattern, the design under the cloth like this.
Yeah.
And it's short on, you just trace it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And then,
you carry it and you get it waxed.
You trace it first and then you wax it.
See, yes.
And you cover the tracing with white. I see.
You cover the tracing with white.
That's with the beeswax. Or a candle wax. And then you dye it.
Mm-hmm.
And you dye it. And you have to dye it twice, though?
To get how much colors you want.
You have to dye once for each.
If you want three colors, you dye three times.
Mm-hmm. But how do you keep the colors separated?
You put out the wax over each color you want to keep.
Oh, I see.
So first, if this is blue, and I'm going to dye it green, I put the wax over what I want to stay blue.
I see. Okay. Do you know what the word batik comes from? Do you know I have no idea what that means. So,
that word comes from Indonesia.
Where
they get the material and things.
Oh, is that right?
Indonesia.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Now, so then, were you here when it burned down?
Yeah.
Well,
I was here the night. It was a Saturday night.
How did it happen? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. No.
Somebody let something.
Maybe it's what you call.
Yeah, but it just burned the whole place up, and so then you had to find some other. Where did you do that?
Well, that happened in the October, and then the busman, he had a meeting with the government, and he said things was not going good as before, and you can't keep the amount of people employed, so he made us redundant.
I see.
Amazing. So then you had to go and get another job.
Redundant.
Yes. So seeing that mean what now we are here.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. And so then you went to work. With your shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was nice that you had that though. That was something to fall back on, because that must have been a terrible blow to a lot of people. And when you suddenly your work's taken away from you like that. Now I want to ask you about. Tell me about some different kinds of trees and bushes.
Trees, guava trees, and the mango trees, and the apple trees, and the salsa trees. Yeah.
How about bushes?
Bushes? Well, the plain bushes ain't no much. Whatever bush I know is about, like what for medicine, to use as medicine.
Yeah.
Like the guava bush and the strongman bush and so on.
Yeah. But you mentioned, how about that bush or... That flowers. It has beautiful flowers on it twice a year. Flowers.
Flamboyant.
Yes. Do you ever call? Yes. Go ahead.
Cock and hen.
Yeah. Call it that too.
Yeah. Yeah. With the large branches.
Right. That's exactly what I mean.
Have
the shop. Right.
Shop,
yeah. That's what I meant. Okay. Now, could you tell me about some different kinds of birds there are?
You have the parrot, the hummingbird, the eagle, the pigeon, the dove, the booby, the pelican.
Right. Do you know those birds that get up on the backs of animals and pick the ticks off of
the white birds?
They're called the white
birds.
They're called the white birds. Okay. And now, can you tell me about the kinds of fish? The kinds of fish that
you have
are.
Tom,
yeah,
doctor,